Boy, let me tell you, what a week. I was at work for 2 days. I spent 2 days at home studying for the ITIL 4. I think I still got some other stuff going. Hang on, everybody. There we go. Oh, I don't need that stuff going all the time. There we go. Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Studying for the ITIL 4 Foundation's certification. Passed it on Thursday afternoon. You need to get a 65%, and I got 95%, which is great, you know. Effective work. Anyway, and then, went off with Lisa to do the normal shopping run. She likes taking me with her, so it's like, well, this is great. Let's just go off and do something together. While we were gone, the new washer and dryer came in, and so Sam came and helped me, and finally got that thing together and working at 11 o'clock. Because we had a whole bunch of things. Saturday, state conference, so a 3 o'clock leadership meeting, 6 o'clock Texas time, adult session. And we had been warned before that they were going to split our stake in two. And they did that on Sunday. And we're still part of the Amarillo stake. The interesting thing that happened in the letter that got sent by the First Presidency was that the Tucumcari branch is redesignated the Tucumcari ward. And so I think there's going to be a little I don't know what the process is. What happens with all of that? Some people say, oh, well, hey, President Swamp's going to become a bishop. And you go, not necessarily. He says there's some things that have to happen in the course of all this. I didn't think the branch was really doing all that well. Comparatively speaking, the branch has been bigger. That's part of a stake. But you know what? Criteria changes. I don't know if it gives the brother an opportunity to look at all the units and decide what they want to do about them. And that's where that happened. From the old stake, it was two Kukarian Childress that got made wards. Perrington, Dubas, and Dalhart remain branches. Well, regardless, things are going to happen. I don't know if there's anything that's going to really be, I don't know if over the course of the next few weeks they will come and affect this change. I don't know if it's just kind of like, no, we'll just start calling you a ward, and yeah. And your branch president will be redesignated a bishop, and your first and second counselors will be ordained high priests. And there it is. We'll see how it goes. It's raining right now. It's amazing. Got a lot of good rain going on here. Chicken got rained on quite well. I don't think Lisa needs to water the garden tomorrow. Which is always a nice thing. There is actually quite a bit of blue sky for the fact that I'm getting rained on. It seems more of a drizzle right now than anything else, but it's pleasant enough. That was all that was really happening there. steak's called the Amarillo East steak. We remain in the original Amarillo steak. I think this is probably interesting in that, as far as I'm aware of, if you're designated a ward, you need to as much as is possible, you need to carry on the full program of the church. You can't just say, well, we're just a little branch anymore. I don't know anymore if that's really that much of a thing. That used to be a big thing, was that branches could do the full program of the church, and wards could. And to be honest, we don't have much in the way of, it wasn't like we have this huge influx of Catholic priesthood. But I guess we proceed regardless. What this entails, I don't know if it really means a whole lot in the lives of any of our people, particularly. I don't know if anything changes appreciably. Changed yet as far as work circumstances? I put in a formal application for the job at Pantex, just outside of Amarillo. Had my application in at Sunspot. Lisa and I ran the numbers, and Lisa's, I don't know what Lisa's thinking of. I don't know if it's just I don't know. But I guess she was talking about, well, as soon as you're, she's back to saying, well, as soon as you're able to retire, you should retire. It's like, what? said, I don't know. Maybe? Oh no, she's been trying to adjust her living down to how much money we would be making to see if we can make it work. I don't know. All sorts of possibilities. So anyway, all this stuff. We got Lisa, the new car to replace. We got a car with 78,000 miles to replace a vehicle that has over 211,000 miles. Had to get the new washer and dryer. Take the place of the old one. And then we're going to, now there's this trouble with our oven. I think it's short circuited. We probably just need a local appliance repair place, and we usually just have them come and repair the appliance. In this case, I'm pretty sure it's just a short in the it's just a thing that creates the spark everywhere, and frankly, once we get it replaced, we might actually be able to use all the burners again without having to use a lighter, a match, basically. And we'll see how that goes. Should probably only cost a couple of $100 to have them get the part, although the part costs close to $100, so it might cost close to $300, you know, due to somebody's having to come in and replace it for us, the labor. Shouldn't take too long, but there it is, you know, you're paying somebody to do it for you. And hopefully they'll take off the with our appliance, you know? Somebody has the right equipment, it should be able to be put back into service pretty readily for somebody else. Save them some money being used. But we have something good that we can do while we have money right now. Anyway, so those are the things that are kind of going there. Kind of close to Vaughn now. Don't have much more to really talk about. A lot of things shuffling around. Not really sure what exactly is happening. But, well, let's just figure it out. We go along. There's a real, if I go back to work at Sunspot, looks like my it'll boost my pension just time wise. If I put it another year or two, I'd have to put it a couple of years anyway, just because I'm not getting a pension yet. And it'll add a few hundred dollars a month to my to my pension. There was the whole thing of, well, if you work until you're 62, and I can actually take Social Security and the pension together and retire then, well, that'll be quite interesting. Now, anyway, it really depends on a couple of factors. Depends on how much those people are really willing to pay. A big outfit like New Mexico State University can usually pay you pretty good comparatively. They were saying that just the base salary there would be $55K. I can't imagine they would add too much more to that, maybe 10. So it's like, wait a minute, I was making more than this working at Eastern New Mexico University. Now, granted, the responsibility that I had was actually quite a bit more. You know, the functioning of the college itself depended on the system that I maintained, maintained. Anyway, so it remains to be seen what's really going to come of all this. text would be quite a bit like the job I've got now. Although I get the impression I'll do a bunch of wraparound on one basic system. They're bringing in something of a cluster, I think. And the whole thing is to get this cluster going. To set up all of the documentation and everything else around. Heck, it may even have some configuration management sort of part to it. I wouldn't mind it at all. Now, the one great thing I'll lose out of both of these jobs is I will lose going to the temple. Every week. But, well, what I will gain out of it is quite a bit of time. We'll see what happens over the course of the next, month or so. A lot of things going on. I don't know if anything in church will kind of sway things one way or the other. I always hand these things kind of over to the Lord. And if it's a good thing for me, if it's a good thing for the family, if it's what I'm supposed to do, Father, please help me to get it. If it's not a good thing, if it shouldn't happen, if it's not what the Lord wants to have happen, just let it pass me by. Like I said, it's really easy to not get selected. It happens to me all the time, and that's okay. You know, you have to get to the point to where you're okay with the fact that you don't get things. You don't get too bent out of shape. There's a lot of variables, far beyond the variables that I can see. And you put your trust in the Lord to, shuffle the deck? I don't think that's quite right. But, you know, you want him to be able to do his contribution and not fight him and not get angry. And, you know, I've shaken my fist at the heavens for how come something didn't happen that I really thought should happen. And, there's that. Well, anyway, I have to understand that to a large extent, with the second coming happening, the way things are going to ultimately pan out, I don't know when, I don't know timing on it at all, you know, that we're not going to learn war anymore. And to be honest, I've been paid quite handsomely as a technician for the military industrial complex. So, somebody must have died here in Vaughan. I've never seen where they actually put up one of the roadside memorials to somebody, and I saw one happening. But anyway, so I know that's going to one day come to an end. Now, most likely it's going to happen after I retire, so it might not be, you know, it might be kind of irrelevant. Of course, I'm going to go to work for a solar observatory, and that one, I think, is almost a little bit trickier. There's going to be a big question as to, am I paying for from grant money? How long is this grant for? Mostly just trying to keep some place alive. I just heard, I went and I was doing the last laundry run with Matt, the laundromat, ran into a gentleman. I know his family, I just didn't know him. Larry Thielbar. He's a grandfather of a girl I knew from church. Anyway, he was telling me about the fact that Cannon Air Force Base is they just sent off, he said, another 300 people. It's like, oh, another. And I said, I didn't know there was anything going on there. But let me tell you, the same day I got an email from one of our U.S. senators who had a real long letter about how hard he was working to try to figure out, I don't know, a new mission maybe? Something to do with Canada Air Force Base. So, wow, it's getting to the point where it's like, is there something going to happen in Canada? Is it going to be, you know? It has always seemed to have slid by every attempt to get rid of it. And I think it's been on a closure list two or three times. Since I knew anything about it. And so it kind of makes me say, well, shoot. You know, I don't know what happened to where I was working at Canon last. The remotely piloted operations center. I don't know if that was just, you know, for all I know, shortly after I left there, it got mothballed, for all I know. And everything that had happened there was just so much, you know, they might have moved it someplace else. Anyway. So, you try to look at the bigger picture, you try to get kind of a higher view from like 10,000 feet or something on situations, and you go, wait a minute, maybe it was good that I left what I did. And I went and did something else, did a big project someplace else. And I've lately been telling people I'm very much a project guy. So working for a contractor to do projects, and then the project's over, and I finish up all the documenting of it, getting it all pulled together, hand it over, and I'm not much of it's called O&M, operations and maintenance. I get a kick out of other things better. Anyway. Of course, I was kind of looking at the opportunity in Pantex, and that seems like that smells like a project. Now they don't, you know, they at first they have you put it in, and then they say, okay, now you're just going to operate and maintain. And you go, well, I don't have to stay for that. You can find somebody else, probably somebody cheaper than me, to go ahead and do that kind of a thing, you know. And it's not because I think operations and maintenance is beneath me. I just don't. I'm not a big fan of it. I'd rather have some larger thing to do. the actual work at Sunspot, I think what they basically had in mind was an O&M person just to keep up all their basic computer systems, where I'm much more about, let's do something bigger and far more interesting and see what, you know, and see how interesting that can be. I was thinking about the Doctor of Ministry from Ubiquity University in Engaged Wisdom. Like I was telling my cube mate, Doug, I said, shoot, man, I tell you what, that I guess it's just me kind of saying I'm going to marry Wisdom, but I'm not sure. So we're just engaged. We've got kind of an understanding. and we both laughed at that because of the whole thing about engaged Wisdom. And I said, what? I don't even know what that means exactly. I said, but it would be an interesting thing to try and figure out. It smells kind of new agey. Actually, it kind of seems like it's a little social justice warrior-ish. And, well, it was the opportunity to get a doctorate under the circumstances that I tend to get doctorates, which is cheap. Price tag on it is $18,000, which is nothing for a doctorate level degree. And I think they would have insights. They seem very, very tied to the UN sustainability goals. I would love to go international again. And get involved in something like that. I did family sovereignty, and I actually, I don't remember that I actually put up a recording about it. Family sovereignty, which is to say that families are a power unto themselves, and the most effective, most amazing thing I think people can do to honestly to turn around the trend of less marriage, less children, because you need family units. Governments aren't really in a good position to support single parent families. They're very expensive to cope with. A lot of cultures don't approve of it, and I said, frankly, that's a good thing. You guys shouldn't let this go. Don't let Western foolishness affect your attitude about it. And it's a doctor of ministry. It's like a conversion or a preaching. And you know, people say, what do? Preach to parents? And you go, there might be an aspect of that, but I think it has much more to do with preaching and supporting power brokers. No, government officials. Religious people. And of course the secular sort of religious things. Oh, we've got a really cool cloud head over here. The light's hitting it and it looks really awesome. It's not really where I'm headed, but it's really cool to look out from here. You can see the rain coming down out of it. What beauty. What beauty in this world we have. It's amazing. Okay, I'm coming up on Encino. It is. It's beautiful. I can almost not talk about anything else. Matt's kind of upset because it looks like it might be overcast and super scary, and he's not going to be able to see the meteor shower that's happening this weekend. Anyway, so that's a shame because he was really kind of looking forward to it. Although he found a website who was showing some of a view of the sky. So he might not miss it completely. And that's great. That's great. So, anyway. Interesting things coming up. Lisa really doesn't want me to be gone from I don't know. She likes having me come home on Thursday night. And so anybody who can give me 4/10, but look, can I tell you, the whole 4/10 thing really kind of beats me up. So that's one of my problems right now. I spend so much time commuting back and forth daily. It's an hour to work and an hour home every day. And some of those days I have to do other things. So there would be precious little time. And if Lisa wants to take up Fridays doing other things, well, there's even less time I have to be able to, now that doesn't say it's always going to be that way, but I have to take into account that I have to help Lisa. I have to look after Lisa too. I have to look after her well-being and how she feels. She's okay with me being gone every week. But but there's so much that goes on the weekends now. We have replaced so much equipment at home here and there. I'm really quite stop this thing, I get so much noise. There we go. Anyway, so we'll just have to see what thing comes up. Can I do the family sovereign, do you think, without getting this doctorate of ministry? Maybe. But I really need to get those sorts of contacts. So that I can, if I'm going to play in that milieu, if I'm going to play in that sphere, that's something that I think would come in extremely handy. Going off of the supposition that I'll be covered by the 13th article of faith. If there's anything lovely, you know, good report, praiseworthy, we seek after these things. I know there's a lot of, maybe not as many as I think there. But there is a lot of conservation sorts of people in the LDS faith. I know they don't work very good in Utah, but trying to mesh things I care about get married, have babies. It's really important, you know, when gays or transgenders or those kinds of people talk about having children, it's usually adoption. And I'm sorry, that doesn't multiply and replenish the earth. It's just not there. I mean, we probably appreciate the fact that you're raising children that might not, you know, be able to be raised in a good situation otherwise. That's good. But you're not contributing to reversing the trend. And it isn't nice middle class people having more children, which they should. especially when they have resources for it, it's going to end up continuing to be the porn. And that's, I said, you know what? I'll gladly take poor children over no children any day. And if people, if middle class people are going to insist on either not marrying or not, or getting married but not having children, which seems to be kind of the trend, then perhaps it isn't a bad thing that governments tax them heavily. And redistribute some of that to help take care of the poor kids, help make sure that they get decent educations. You know, I am very much a free market sort of a guy for being able to provide scholarships to promising people. I don't think we should just give money willy-nilly across the board to people. People that seem to have the drive, the tenacity, things like that. You want to see good indications of that before you pay for higher education? Certainly want more trade schools to take care of those kids. You know, and you go, oh my gosh, you sound like those kind of people. And you go, you have to face reality. You can't just sit here and say, well, you know, I want the world to be a sparkly place and I know who I want to have bringing children into it. You go, but that's not, you know, the reality is they're not going to do that. The West may very well be finished if people continue to have this attitude about marriage and family. It might just end up being the way it is. And you go, well, then it's going to go into decline. Other cultures, other countries will begin to predominate. China doesn't look very promising. Russia's shrinking. Planned economies. You know, what we tend to describe as non-Western second world countries, mostly China, mostly Russia, maybe Iran, maybe India, but not, I don't think so, I don't, it would be interesting to get a sense for what kinds of promotional campaigns could be pressed into service to say how good families are and making sure that culturally appropriate, culturally competent, you know, to say, you know, and people can say, well, we don't like the kind of culture that India has. We've been trying to change their culture for years. And you go, you know what? I'm not sure I really care about changing their culture. Says, I want them to pass on their culture to future generations. is that's how you win the race. That's how you you survive. Much of Western culture is in a death spiral. It's suicidal. And there are certain elements of it. They tend to be kind of left-leaning to my way of looking at it. Are very excited by the decline of Western civilization. I don't understand why, but they are. And they really just aren't. What's a good, you know? It's almost like they're taking careful aim at their foot with a shotgun and blowing it off and saying how trendy and cool it is to have a blown off foot. And it's just surprising how many people sign on for that. It's painful to watch. Anyway, so these are the things that, you know, you kind of want to write about. You want to see what you can pull together. You want to go to one of those world congresses of families. International meetings. I think the last one they had was in Mexico City. They didn't do any during COVID, but they'll probably be coming back soon. And it might be time to start engaging with this. I was thinking about doing a PhD. The PhD costs a little more. It's not a lot more. But it was all about academics, and it's like, oh, you'll go and you'll teach in the academy. And you go, to be honest, I'm really... the way the academy's going, I just really don't want to have anything to do with it. And it's probably, you know, and I don't know if that's what the Lord put me into my chief information officer job at a small community college, was to give me that thing that I really didn't want to go in that direction. I didn't want to have to be that person. I would rather do, you know, I would rather do something along the lines of preaching. I come from a very strange background, the Latter-day Saint side and the Aaronite priest side. How we'll see what comes. don't know where that all comes from. I don't know. I don't know exactly where to go with it. But it sounds interesting. And once things kind of settle down here, probably over the next month or so, to see what I can kind of work out for getting some more time. Pantex, I'd probably try to get some kind of a situation there where I stay overnight close by with somebody in Amarillo. I know people there. Some people. At least I can say, hey, is there somebody who I can rent a room from? Somebody who needs some money? Anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the day, even if I make less money out of Sunspot, I will most likely it'll most likely cost the same. Well, I don't know that. $30,000 is an awful lot. Now that was how much it was going to cost for me to get an actual room in, it wasn't costing $30,000. You know what? I don't know if that's true, honestly, but we'll just see. I don't know. Often, it'll be obvious what to do. Usually it's not even a question of it being obvious. It's a question of, this is the job you're being offered, and the job that you have now is either disappearing or it's gonna get less tenable or whatever. So we'll see what happens, like I said. But yeah, still quite interested in the Doctor of Ministry, in that I'm going to start having relations with these people that are up to interesting things. And what you can do with that. Becoming somewhat ministerial. And coming at it from that kind of a way. Kind of an activist priest. Social justice warrior. I'm not pushy. Just a little pushy guy. But let's see if we can do to save your country. And turn to those people to do it in these sorts of ways. I'm worried that with the PhD, I'll get a little, see, I don't know. People get kind of an idea of how they're going to be. I think a doctor of ministry might make me unique enough that I stand out. And that's something that really, really seems a little more interesting to me. Anything else to say on that subject particularly. But I want to be able to do things so that I can spend more time working on that need. So, I was thinking that Sunspot would probably be the most good way of saying it. Allow me the most time. Work on these things. I have is that it might be worthwhile to stay at work to try to use their internet because, of course, the trash I don't have the internet. Hold out a little bit for the potential of Sunspot being the best place and probably the most accommodating. A lot of astronomy. Graduate students probably working on their doctorate. To have me doing the same thing, sort of. very much would be very much compatible. Not saying that where's my D slash here? Oh shit. That's not good at all. I probably need to get my car serviced. Doesn't excite me at all. Hopefully it would just need it's about due for the transmission to have the fluid replaced, I think. Maybe I really am coming to an end on this. So anyway, sure what to think about that. We have to do some research on the flashing D. I don't want to put big money into this vehicle. Now that I've got kind of a spare. But that one does not get the gas mileage this one does. Wow. See, and this is a whole thing for saying, okay, Demro, something's got to change. Something's got to change, buddy. It's like, great. So excited. And I said I'd probably keep this job at Sandia until this car would belly up. And then I would figure out what's going to happen to that. Maybe I've already kind of done the preliminaries for going to get another vehicle. Oh, great. Well, that would make things kind of more straightforward. If I got offered the job at Sunspot, take the other car up there. So maybe it won't cost so much. Maybe it'll just be, like I said, a transmission fluid change. Maybe it's made to start flashing at this 3,000 miles. 84.5. Oh. About due to get the oil change anyway. So, we'll see. Uh-oh. Come on, baby. It's already starting to act funny. Okay, well, I'm going to stop now. Talk to you later. Bye.